to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, 4/4/07. That's right, it's the 4th of April, 2007. On today's program, the listeners out there have already learned that, you know, I don't book guests weeks or months ahead. And depending on who I snag on short notice to come on the program, that's the guest that you hear. Some say that's a backwards way of doing things. Well, it's something I've done for many, many years. Some of the best programs I've ever done are last minute, or the proverbial pulling the rabbit out of the hat. On today's program, I've got David Bay, producer of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis. Riddles in Stone is the second installment of this, and I think there's going to be four volumes. I'll confirm that with Mr. Bay. The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Part 2 or Volume 2. And I'm going to have David with us here in just a couple of minutes. And a program note also, tomorrow I'm going to have Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation being sued, ladies and gentlemen, by the IRS and the Treasury Department in a civil action. Why isn't it criminal? He's being sued, and I wonder this time if he's going to make it on Hannity and Combs, only this time he's not doing a starvation gig in Washington, D.C. No, he's being sued. Why? We'll find that out from our guest tomorrow. It is interesting to me, ladies and gentlemen, and you know my position on this, and I will talk on the air with Mr. Bay about this, that this nation has fallen away from its Christian principle. And it has always been believed that this country was founded on Christian principles. Well, who were the founders? George Washington, member of the Masonic Lodge, a Mason himself, many presidents, Masons, Skull and Bones, Bilderberg, you name it, secret societies. Is there an agenda? Is there a program running for the end game scenario? These are some of the questions that will be posed to Mr. David Bay when we bring him on. And one of the problems that I have here, ladies and gentlemen, is if you're a listener to this program, good, bad, or indifferent, the founders did draft up a constitution. We do have a Bill of Rights, and that is being put asunder. That is being destroyed, not only by this current president, by other presidents. I hear no break music. There we go. So, as I've stated on this program before, for the people just coming into this and hearing for the first time that the founders were, well, they were deists, they were Masons, they were no goodniks. What do we have to hang our hat on? We'll be discussing that with Mr. Bay right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., The Secret Mysteries, The America's Beginnings, Volume 2. I have David Bay with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. This is the second part, and the planned series is going to be how long?
Probably seven volumes.
Seven volumes.
Yeah.
Now, this is from a biblical or Christian perspective that you're doing all of these.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And there is a lot of contention surrounding the issue, and especially personally with me, about the Founding Fathers. The problem, as I said at the outset, and when I talked to you earlier today, David, it is that I have no problem whatsoever with people following Christian doctrine and law. You can't serve two masters. We have a structure of government. We have a legal system that I don't know how legal the legal system is anymore. But we had a system that many thought were designed by men inspired by God. Well, the first president of the United States, he was offered a kingship. He could be the top dog of the new realm, if you will, but he wanted to become president. And being president, he wasn't going to stick around too long. I don't know if they had term limitations then, But he was kind of drug into this thing kicking and screaming, but he was our first president, and he does have provable Masonic ties.
Yes.
As, what, 15 or so presidents so far?
At least 15 presidents that Masons have identified, and we've been able to verify were Masons, have been presidents, yes.
And when we talk of secret societies, the Masons have been around for a number of years. Other secret societies, the Yale Skull and Bones,
right?
Other secret societies that you cover in your presentations and cover it quite well.
Thank you.
I've heard it all. I've heard that Benjamin Franklin, being the gentleman that he was, that he was a deist, but I find it odd that when trying to draft the Constitution, you know, there was knockdown, drag-out arguments. Anytime that you have men gathered together for an express purpose, you're going to have differences of opinions. And many times it either came to blows or almost came to blows with these men trying to design a framework for the operation of a new government, namely ours. And wasn't it Benjamin Franklin that suggested to these men that they pray and that let's get ourselves out of this, let's get together and do what we are here to do, to found the documents to start this new country? So how can a deist like Ben Franklin suggest that we pray and men get on the same page and get on with their work? I was always a little...
Well, because Freemasonry was not the only secret society that was influencing our founding fathers. At the time of the revolution and up through the deaths of the founding fathers, Rosicrucianism held tremendous sway over these men. And Rosicrucianism is a very slick counterfeit Christian movement. Secret, you know, it's a counterfeit Christian secret society. Their emblems were the rose and the cross. They believed in Jesus Christ. They prayed to him. They read scripture. But they also practiced witchcraft rituals and communicating with the dead and all sorts of biblically forbidden practices. But they had no trouble praying to Jesus. No trouble quoting scripture. See, they believed in him as the occult maxim, as above, so below, that we cover so thoroughly in this, you know, in this documentary. They believe that Jesus is a god, but that Lucifer is also a god, and according to the as above, so below doctrine, they are equal and opposite gods. So you have to understand Rosicrucianism, or you will be confused. Also, our founding fathers knew of their place in history, and they were ardent students of Machiavelli. And Machiavelli had stated that if a man wants to be a leader of his people, he must espouse at least some of the religious doctrines that his people espouse. So you've got these two influences that today work mightily to deceive the modern Christian. They were Rosicrucian in belief, and so they did pray to Jesus. But on the other hand, they were also aware that they needed to espouse some Christian doctrine because they were leading a nation that, because of the Great Awakening revival starting in 1741 and ending through the late 1790s. They were facing a very, very active Christian populace.
And so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you have to be very careful as to how you weigh some of these statements by these founding fathers.
Mm-hmm. I have been to Washington, D.C., and in this documentary, the layout, the long-range plans for the future building going, what, 150 years?
Yeah. It started under one master mason, George Washington, and basically it ended with another 33rd degree Mason, Franklin Roosevelt.
One of my favorite presidents, Franklin Delano. I really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt. I was just doing some quick review of your presentation here prior to the program today, and an interesting guy, one of the architects, Mr. Latrobe, was in fact a 33rd degree Mason. And if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you're going to see a lot of things. You will see a lot of occult symbolism. In your presentation, you talk about the Masonic, and according to the Masons, well, this is just, it's just a ritual, that we have the corn and the oil, and what else is in there?
Corn, wine, and oil.
There you go, corn, wine, and oil. And, you know, this is just meaningless, but it's just something that we do, and it's part of our tradition. You know, this Latrobe, which building did he build in Washington, D.C.? Do you remember?
I don't remember which building.
And the reason I'm asking is because I was born about 5 miles from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, what Latrobe, Pennsylvania is really famous for is two things. Arnold Palmer, okay, and Rolling Rock Beer. And ironically...
Rolling Rock? Really?
Rolling Rock Beer...
How about that?
Is, and their logo is a horse's head on the label, but inexplicably on the back side of the bottle, and these aren't labeled bottles, they're bottles that are actually painted, and at the bottom, on the back side of the bottle, it's got the number 33 in little quotes, and no explanation as to why 33. And Latrobe, which was one of the builders, and I forget if it was the White House or some major governmental building in Washington, D.C., but Latrobe was, obviously, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, is named after this gentleman. So, you know, like I said, if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you're going to see a lot of this symbolism. And if you would, for a moment, talk about the three levels, that there are things that are readily apparent, and then there's like three different levels here of people.
Yeah, there's always at least three different levels of interpretation.
Right.
There's the surface level, which a person is told what a symbol means or what they believe, and in Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, he says about this superficial level. He says it is when the Masonic initiate is told of the meaning of the symbols, it is not necessary for him to really understand the meaning of it. It's only necessary that he thinks he understands. And Dr. Bob Hieronymus, who was a member of Co-Masonry with his wife, he used the example of the priest in Egypt. The priest told the people, and this is a superficial level, that the sun was God, and they were to worship the sun. But the priest didn't really believe that. They believed that rather than the physical sun being God, it was the spiritual energies coming through the sun that was God. That's what they worshipped. But above the priest, the hierarchy of priests believed that the true God was the dog star Sirius, and so the people were deceived greatly deceived as to what the hierarchy, the top hierarchy of the priests, Egyptian priests, really believed. And that is exactly what Freemasonry does today. And as we detail in this documentary, Washington D.C. was laid out according to the stars. They were laid out according to the movements of the stars and the constellations and the especially the right angle triangle in the constellation Virgo. That's why you've got two right angle triangles, the L'Enfant triangle and the Federal triangle. Washington, D.C. was literally laid out according to the maxim of as above, so below. In fact, it goes so far in this as above, so below, that the pentagram that is north of the White House and the lower tip touches the White House, that was actually built with a single link missing.
All right, David, hold on one second. Let's pick up with the single link missing. after this break. And we'll invite your calls today with my guest David Bay at 800-313-9443. We shall be right back. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
We are back with my guest today, David Bay, producer of a series of seven presentations in DVD format, America's Beginnings. Volume one came out last year, The New Atlantis. The volume we're talking about today is The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. And David, please pick up where we left off right before the break.
Thank you, John. The pentagram that, you know, in the street design just north of the White House forms a nearly complete pentagram. There is one section missing. And Masonic apologists have always pointed to that as saying, you know, it's that one segment missing makes it not a pentagram. It's just geometry. It just happened by accident. And the maxim is, that Washington was created as a city, according to the maxim, as above, so below. In Venus's 8-year cycle of movement, she has a lot of retrograde motion, but over an 8-year period, her movement forms exactly the kind of pentagram you see on the street designs of Washington, D.C. She, rather than completing that last little segment, she goes in retrograde motion. If she were to go... if Venus were to go in, you know, two more days in her cycle, two more days forward, she would close that pentagram, but she doesn't. And so that pentagram is has that one tiny segment uncompleted. So this is, I mean, when we discovered this, this was absolutely dynamic proof positive that the street designs, the layouts, the monuments, the buildings, all were created very carefully according to occult maxims and very precisely. It literally tells a story.
You know, it's rather fascinating. I brought this up earlier. Last September, I was in Washington, D.C., and I went up there a couple of days earlier because my wife had never been to D.C. There's a lot of nice museums up there. You have the Smithsonian Institute, which the right. cornerstone was laid by the Masons. Of course, you got the White House. You got the phallic symbol of all time that goes back to ancient Egypt, the Washington Monument.
Right. It's called an obelisk.
Exactly. And I showed her the Lincoln Memorial, and she had never seen that. Of course, we had all seen the pictures. It's been included in a lot of movies. You know, all that tied together gives you a pretty good picture of the Lincoln Monument. But it's one thing to stand walking out of the monument and looking at the reflecting pool, and what is it reflecting? The obelisk or the phallic symbol of ancient Egypt.
Oh, it's not only the phallic symbol of ancient Egypt, but modern masonry, their authors ascribe it to, you know, they call it Baal's shaft. So it's Baal worship, what it is.
And it's
part of Baal worship, just like corn, wine, and oil
yeah.
ceremony was Baal worship.
Right. And it's fascinating. Going back to November 22nd of 1963, there was an American president killed in Dallas, Texas. And people are still going to Dealey Plaza to look at the bookstore, to look at the fence, to look at where Zapruder took the film of Kennedy actually being shot. But if you look at the layout, the geometry of the streets, there was a turn that was taken inexplicably by the Secret Service to slow that limousine down. Kennedy was then shot, and the rest is history. But if you've ever been to Dealey Plaza and you've looked at it, it is right where he turned in front of to march up the right side of the triangle, to be driven up the right side of the triangle to be sacrificed, is in fact a Masonic reflecting pool.
Right, and Dealey Plaza is the location of the first Masonic lodge in Texas.
That I did not know.
It surely is. Furthermore, the pagans, which secret society people are, they believe in the inherent power of numbers, and so they believe that a good plan can fail if it's not carried out according to the numbers. And when you understand this, then a lot of what happens in history makes sense. And to the occultist, the number three, of course, is the number of the pagan trinity. Six is the number of perfected man. 11 is the number of their coming Masonic Christ, which they're going to stage. And 13 is the number of extreme rebellion against constituted authority. And when you and so those numbers are sacred, and multiplications of those numbers are sacred. And so, you know, 11, 22, 33, 44, et cetera, are all sacred numbers. Well, Kennedy was killed on the 11th month, the 22nd day, at the 33rd parallel in a Masonic plaza.
It is fascinating that the who, what, where, and why, the only person that ever brought a cognitive look at the Kennedy assassination was Oliver Stone in the movie with Kevin Costner, JFK. There's a lot that could have been included in that movie, but probably would not have been released. If it was included, it would have probably ended up on the editor's floor.
Right.
But a lot of people do not understand this. And from your study of this, obviously you know a little bit about Kennedy and the Masonic ties there. In your opinion, David, why was Kennedy killed?
Well, Kennedy was, Joe Kennedy, you know, made a real effort in the 1920s and 30s to become an inner member of the elite circle. And they, you know, he had a lot of money, a lot of influence, and the elite just never trusted him. But he had enough money to maneuver John Kennedy into, you know, into the Democratic
Hold that thought. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back with David Bay right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So, John F. Kennedy, not being a member of the initiates or the inner circle, if you will, his daddy made his money off of bootlegging,
right?
Back in the 20s. And Kennedy was doing some things that were rubbing people the wrong way. I mean, he wanted to disband.
Exactly.
He wanted to disband the CIA.
Exactly.
He wanted to stop the Vietnam War. He wanted to pull the advisors out. Which
now, see, the Vietnam War was a planned war. I mean, that was a war the elite badly wanted.
And if you take a look at this Hughes Aircraft, I think at the time the Hughes Aircraft Corporation was making a lot of helicopters, and a lot of those things went down. So there were money interests there. Corporations like Sara Lee and a lot of people made a lot of money off of that deal. But if you take a look at it, it was Vietnam. He wanted to pull out of that.
He also
did something else, which I think is one of the true reasons why JFK was killed. And he had done something similar to what Lincoln had done, and printing greenbacks per se outside of the control of the Federal Reserve Banks, or its daddy, if you will, the International Monetary Fund or World Bank. And he printed United States notes, not Federal Reserve notes. He ordered the Treasury to print United States notes, and these were non-interest-bearing notes. In other words, people could borrow it through the government, through banks, and they didn't have to pay any interest on it. And
yeah.
You go ahead.
Also, Kennedy hinted a couple of times in the last several months of his life that there was something very big that going on that the people needed to know, and he was going to reveal it. Nobody knows what that was, but you know, you can only wonder if he wasn't going to tell the American people, you know, about this plan to turn America into, you know, turn America's sovereignty over into a United Nations and a global dictatorial government, because that's the plan. So he was killed for a number of reasons, but he was definitely killed by the Illuminati. Definitely killed in a Masonic ritual.
And he was a Catholic to boot.
And he was a Catholic to boot. But well, he was also, you know, he was personally out of control too. He was drinking, and he was having all these affairs and all these women, and that rubbed him the wrong way too. But it was, he definitely ran up against the real powers that governed Washington, no matter who the president was. And so they killed him.
And it was rather fascinating. To this day, I didn't mean to go down this rabbit hole, but there is history within our memories. I don't know how old you were. I can remember to this day as clear as a bell.
Yeah.
I was in my fifth grade class, and Mr. Druckenmiller came on the loudspeaker system, and everything stopped in the school, and he announced that Kennedy was killed. And
I was a sophomore, and it was just about lunchtime.
Yeah, and I think everybody remembers that day. And good, bad, or indifferent, whether you're a Kennedy fan or a detractor of John F. Kennedy, there was a lot of things that the man did that raised a lot of eyebrows. And depending on which circles you were running in. But there was one thing that was agreed, that this country changed when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. It rapidly went downhill. Would you disagree with that one?
What the elite wanted out of that war was a cultural transformation in America. And it certainly did. The hippie movement, you know, just swept the country, and hundreds of thousands of kids in their young adult or teenage years started turning to new age mysticism, and the country went through a real spiritual revolution and really was yanked away from its former Christian values at that point.
Well, and if you remember the '60s, and obviously you weren't too caught up in a drug craze, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, there's an old saying: if you remember the '60s, well, obviously you weren't drugged out most of the time. But it was based on love and peace and no war and all of these things. But what was really, as I see this, David, what was behind this was a revolution against the status quo, or against the system, that you couldn't trust anybody over 30. I mean, these are the people in your lives that were your parents, that were over the age of 30. And we impart our wisdom and our knowledge to our children, because children are, as a parent's standpoint, they're adults in training. You're trying to raise your children. You're trying to coach them. You're trying to educate them. You're trying to pass on values to them. And what happened then was that you don't trust anybody over 30. You don't certainly trust the government, which I don't nowadays. But it was all cloaked in peace and everything. But if you remember, owning property was a crime. There was a lot of communistic ideas behind this peace, love, and dope movement.
But, you know, in my studies, I discovered a number of years ago that the money that flowed for a lot of these demonstrations, you know, was coming from the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation. And so, one of the guys, I forget his name now, it just escapes me, but he declared, and this is picked up in the in the news, he said, you know, the elite has bought themselves a revolution. They needed, you know, the Illuminati needed to pull America away, you know, yank them hard away from their status quo values, which were loosely, I mean, by and large, were based on Christian values, and they yanked them hard, and you had the Beatles, and they popularized New Age and Hindu mysticism and drug taking, and it was a real rebellion, and within a few years it flowed immediately into hard rock, which really preached nihilism and anarchy so that's what the Vietnam War did for this country.
Yeah, it really split a nation apart, and
it really did, and that was the aim.
And here we are, all these years later, we're involved in continued wars. I don't think, David, there has been 1 year since Vietnam that we weren't involved in some skirmish or some private little war someplace on this planet. And now we're in the Middle East.
Now, Jesus said that as the end approached, you know, there would be wars and rumors of wars continuously. And yes, now we're in the Middle East, and we're not going to leave the Middle East until the wars produce that'll produce this Masonic Christ. And it's all foretold in the street layout of Washington, D.C., and you know, which we show in our video.
This is fascinating and deep stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and I do not hesitate. David, you and I had spoken prior to the program today, and it has always been my fear, and we'll get to the callers here in just a couple of minutes. Bear with me, because I think this is important to bring up. This has been a sticking point with me, that we have new people all the time that are coming on board. They're trying to learn what's going on. They've been locked into this matrix. Everything that they do, everything that they see, everything that they hear is very tightly controlled. And we have a system of belief in this country. Some people would consider us to be a pop culture not rooted in anything. Well, some of that is true. But this country does have a deep history, and we do have a beginning. And the one thing that troubles me, David, is that people that are just coming on board that still believe that mom, apple pie, God, we're a Christian nation, that when we talk about George Washington, the founder, is often referred to as the founder of this great country, was himself a Mason, and there was a diabolical plan behind the starting of this nation. We're trying to return to a constitutionally limited republic, as this country started out to be. My greatest fear is that we will leave nothing for anybody to hang their proverbial hat on. And I know your drive behind this is as well as many in this country. It's to return to the biblical principle and law.
Right. Exactly.
But what I fear, and we got a mix of people. We've got agnostics, we got occultic people, we've got atheists, and I always say that atheists, or agnostics at least, don't have the courage of their own convictions to deny God. But we have a very interesting mix of people, New Age, you name it, in this country. And polls, I read about 8 or 9 different polls. We remember Judge Roy Moore when he was the Supreme Court, the rotunda, the big deal that was made out of polling the separation of church and state. Folks, this was invented by the ACLU, the little card-carrying communist. If you go back in the history of the ACLU and take a look at who started this thing and who have been members of the ACLU, they dreamed up this thing of separation and church of state, church and state, that somehow that we've got to pull God out of government. The founding principles, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, that God had drawn up for mankind to deal and live with each other, that this is, and David, 50%, I saw the polls, 50% of the people bought into this new dogma coming out of the 60s in the ACLU, oh, the separation of church and state. Well, absolutely, you've got to pull those Ten Commandments out of the rotunda of that Supreme Court.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler had a saying that really, really applies to these numbers in the polls. He says, what luck for rulers that people do not think. And that's just what people aren't taught in schools to think. They're not taught true history. They're taught rewritten history. And let me make one thing really clear in these two Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings videos. In both volume 1 and 2, we reiterate that America's cultural values, the values of the people, and many of the values upon which laws are passed, were Christian values. But the government was based upon secret society principles, upon their pagan principles, and that's why you can't find any Christian symbols in Washington D.C.
And like the three levels of the priesthood, priests themselves were teaching their followers one thing, but there was something behind the priest.
Yeah, and there was something over the priest. I mean, the top hierarchy of priests believed something entirely different. It's smoke and mirrors. But I believe in truth. I believe that a person needs to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we don't need to, we can't plan a return to the Christian values that, of the original plan or the original nation. If we believe in fairy tales, if we believe in untruth, we are hampering ourselves. You have to look at the truth, and the truth is, founding fathers were not Christians. They were secret society members. They were Rosicrucians, Freemasons. But they did have to contend with a rabid population of Christians, thanks to the Great Revival of 1741. And so you had a tremendous battle, a titanic battle, that at the time of the Revolution, and the founding fathers had to sound somewhat Christian, and they had to bow in a lot of ways to the pressure of the people. The Baptists, were it not for the strong advocacy of the Baptists, we would never have had our Bill of Rights. So there was a tremendous battle there between a militant, born again Christian group of people and their pagan leaders who hadn't counted on this occurring, and so it did affect our government. And we do need to go back to a limited constitution, and we do need to go back to a strict enforcement of the Bill of Rights and our liberty. These are all being taken away from us now, and a lot of it would never have been given to us in the first place had it not been for that militant Christian population.
I would, everybody is an armchair quarterback, and everybody has their critiques. But David, the one thing that I would have liked to have seen in either in print or as an addendum to your DVD was exactly what you just said.
Because we say it in different ways. I mean, we do talk about this great struggle, and Bill Still in Volume 1 used the moved his hands up and down, vertically describing this struggle between the two groups. We do say it. We don't say it exactly as I just said it, but we do say it.
Yeah.
Because there were the two groups. There was a big battle. And a lot of our, we now are losing was, like our Bill of Rights and like our Constitution, Christians had a strong say in that. But the government was founded on pagan principles, and it was founded so that they believed that America had been chosen by the gods that be, the occult gods that they worship, to lead the world into this new global system, which they call Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new world order. And America has done just that. We've gradually led the nations of the world into this global system, and that's why we're in Iraq, and that's why we're in Afghanistan, is because President Bush is pursuing this ancient pagan dream. He says so in his own words. And he also, in his second inaugural address, he not only used, you know, he not only said that our founding fathers were pursuing an ancient hope which is meant to be fulfilled, referring to this occult plan, but he also said that we have lit a fire in the minds of men, and that fire is not going to be extinguished, and that fire burns those who oppose it and warms those who embrace it. And that is right out of a pagan book written fairly recently called Fire in the Minds of Men. So, you know, we just tell the truth, and we want people to understand what's coming.
We have just recently, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've just if you've been paying attention to the mainstream news today, Ahmadinejad of Iran is releasing the 15 prisoners, the British prisoners, a mix of Navy and Marine personnel. From what we've been looking at here, Good Friday was supposed to be the kickoff for an attack on Iran. Some people contend. It looks like Ahmadinejad just pulled the plug maybe on that plan as justification for going into Iran.
It sounds like it.
It certainly does. And I want to talk to you about Ahmadinejad, and is he in with the Bushites of the greater plan? And we'll get to your calls right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hello, all you death wish addicts, you corruptors of truth, you killers of spirit, you marauders of youth, get your hands in the air. I want to see your hands.
Get your hands in the air.
If you're selling these lies, these impossible.
Get your hands in the air. Bob Seger. Let's go to the phones here. I don't want these fine folks hanging on forever. First up on the program with David Bay, John in Idaho. Hello, John.
Oh, I'm on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, I was listening to this kind of interested. I have just tons of information along this line. And, you know, this is such a spider web. It's not just the founding fathers. That's just the branch in this country. Have you ever heard of the DVD series? Well, it's one of the discs in the series. It's called Secret Behind Secret Societies by Walter Veit.
I've never
no.
seen it.
Oh, you ought to check it out. It really goes into some serious detail about what's going on. Also, you were talking about, you know, when the 60s came along and the Beatles were happening and everything. They were all very heavily influenced by Aleister Crowley.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And absolutely true.
Yeah, and he's basically just in charge of the
state. In fact, Aleister Crowley was the headwaters of the entire rock and roll movement. There's a book, there's a DVD out called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll.
I was going to mention that.
Joe Schimmel was a minor rock star in California, had dreams of becoming, you know, hitting the big time with his band, and then he got saved, and he's produced this wonderful video, and there he spends probably 30 minutes detailing how Aleister Crowley influenced the whole spectrum of rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. I was in a similar situation, and I got involved very deeply. We were about ready to go national, and witches were coming out of the woodwork when we were on the East Coast, and they were just supporting us like crazy. It was amazing revelation to me what all was involved there. I was just shocked. I'm a Christian now.
Well, Aleister Crowley also influence, you know, is also a major influence in the secret societies, especially, you know, the black magic arm of Freemasonry, of which Skull and Bones is, you know, is the leader.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
you know, Aleister Crowley was a huge influence for evil.
Yeah, chapter 321.
Yeah.
Is what the German arm of it, that's the actual title of their organization, which goes to the book of Genesis, which says we shall be like gods.
Oh yeah, well this whole thing is about becoming, you know, becoming a god or realizing your godhood. The New Age movement was all about that. That's what this whole occult movement, both the soft occult and the hard occult, the black magic occult, is all about.
Yeah, and not to dominate the conversation here, but there was one other thing you mentioned about the Kennedy assassination. Did you hear the bedside confession of E. Howard Hunt when he died?
Somebody mentioned that.
He admitted that it was the CIA and he was involved with the Kennedy assassination.
And he named names.
Yes, and he said that the three tramps were indeed him and Frank Sturgis and some other guy that everybody thought it was.
Well, you know, there's a book out. I'm not so sure if it's on the market still, but it's called Regicide, and it was written by the guy who was the assistant CIA director at the time, and when he retired from the CIA, I guess as protection for himself, he secreted out a lot of Kennedy era CIA documents, and then he gave this manuscript, which became the book, to his lawyer and says, publish this after I die.
Oh.
And I encourage you to read Regicide if you can get your hands on it. It is quite an informing book.
Yeah.
All right. John, hang on a second, John. We've got to take this break. Bob, John, and others will get to your calls after the top of the hour break. You want to join in on the conversation today, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll tell you how you can get your own copy of Riddles in Stone, 800-313-9443.